Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. As part of this year's 150th anniversary of the land-grant university system, the UK College of Ag has held a number of observations, one of them the recent selection of faculty members for some prestigious awards. One of those is the Bobby Pass Excellence in Grantsmanship Award presented to Seth Diebold.
The award was given to me for grants that have been competed for while I've been here at the University of Kentucky, and they bring research. I'm able to fund graduate students and postdoctoral research associates to perform this research here.
Since 2008, Diebold, raised on an Australian farm, has secured more than $2.5 million in competitive grants from the National Science Foundation, USDA, and the Department of Energy for work at UK in plant biology. Their target is uncovering the answers to unknowns in basic chemistry that have the potential to directly affect the community and the country.
The world is chemistry. It's all chemical associations. It's like herbicides and pharmaceuticals are all derived from previously unknown chemicals that exist in nature. Many of them do anyway. So we're interested in that area. We do some work with chemicals that modify plant growth.
Diebold says they try to stay grounded in basic science, in the trenches, so to speak, and as progress is made, they hand their work off to applied scientists for refinement into practical applications. We will be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
UK researcher Seth Diebold says their work deals in plant genomics, for example, developing smart herbicides that can change a plant's metabolism, as he puts it, to be more human useful.
Or altering the carbon flow to make more antioxidant compounds in certain plants.
Seth Diebold says just as important as the new research findings they've uncovered is the impact of the funding he secured for future scientists and what they will bring.
I think the 15 to 20 future scientists that have been trained as a result everywhere from high school students, undergraduate students, graduate students, and postdocs, that's the best part about this is not only in making breakthroughs, but training the next generation of scientists.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.